Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from Duluth, Minnesota, we have Nancy Knorr. She's the Director of Regional Development for Minnesota Power, an elite company. That's A-L-L-E-T-E. And welcome to the show.
Well, my pleasure, Jim and Marnie. Good morning.
So, Nancy, before we go any further, maybe you could just real briefly describe what ALLETE is in relation to Minnesota Power.
ALLETE is a collection of energy-centric companies founded first and foremost through the development of Minnesota Power, a century-old electric utility. We also have interests in Wisconsin and Superior with a gas and water and electric utility called Superior Water, Light, and Power. More recently developing further corporate interests in clean energy through ALLETE Clean Energy and another recent acquisition, U.S. Water, out of St. Michael that supports large industries and their water consumption and processing solutions. So it's a collection of businesses that I am proud to be part of.
Indeed. And so you kind of focus a little bit more on the immediate region around Duluth, right, in central Minnesota?
Correct. Minnesota Power is an investor-owned utility that has served central and northeastern Minnesota, primarily the cities within that region, and also has 16 wholesale municipal communities that offer electric service directly to their residents and businesses, and we in turn sell the wholesale power to them. But we consider this entire region to be, you know, close to our hearts. We want to be a terrific corporate citizen within that footprint of the Arrowhead region and all the way down into areas such as Hinckley and Rice, Minnesota, all the way west to Park Rapids. So it's a large 26,000 square mile service territory.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the work that you do. Now, do you intersect with other entities in order to, spur on and assist with economic development in your region?
That's a great question, Jim and Marnie. And I'm sure as you've covered this entire state, you know there is a network of economic development organizations, whether they are local or county-based or regional partnerships. Certainly our state of Minnesota has an active and very supportive economic development. I myself have been involved in founding some of those partnering organizations when we felt there was a need that wasn't being met. And I am currently chairing both the Duluth Economic Development Authority and the Area Partnership for Economic Expansion, which is this region's private sector regional economic development partner. So Minnesota Power, I am a staff of about 1.5 people that work in economic development specifically. And we cover a big area, and we do that through a huge network of partners.
Well, it sounds like you've got your hands full, and in a good way. We appreciate your time this morning, Nancy, and wish you the best.
Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.